here. Make sure we got people in the audience. We do, and we're sorry. I'm sorry. Dennis and I were yapping off air and didn't realize that, it had hit the top of the hour, but we're not that bad, just a minute or so behind. And it is the last day of April 2025, April 30, one of those months that only has 30 days for some reason. I don't know. I'm not an expert at calendars. I know. Just found out yesterday during a show that Vietnam has its own calendar. We know the Jews have their own calendar. I would expect that, but not Vietnam. I mean, of course, Russia has its own calendar, right? Dennis, you know of any other countries that have their own calendars?
I have my own calendar.
Oh, great. Well, you're a country now? Great. Terrific. All right. Let's see. How many countries use their own? Oh, wow. It's even in there. I don't have to. Okay. While most countries use the Gregorian calendar, four countries still use a different calendar as their primary civil calendar: Ethiopia, Nepal, Afghanistan, and Iran. There you go. Not even Vietnam. I thought it was Vietnam. So, Africa, Asia, Middle East. Oh.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. So, how are you doing today, my friend? Why don't you let the audience know how much fun you had yesterday with Microsoft?
That would have finished me off at once, but I've got more willpower these days. It was
Yeah.
a 4 hour slog with Microsoft to try to find what was the problem with my Teams.
4 hours.
4 hours it took them and me.
They
So
care about our
we're
time,
Googler.
right?
Sorry?
They care about our time.
Well, they didn't care about me at all.
Crazy. 4 hours, but it straightened out.
Well, yeah, but now I can't get in Skype, but then again, Skype ends tomorrow anyway, I think.
No, I think it's May 5th.
May the 5th. So
Yes.
that's not even worth bothering then.
Yes. Yeah, it's not. It's not. As long as all those contacts transferred over.
Yep.
But the problem is that with Skype, it was kind of orderly. You knew who was there, what was there, and all the names were there. I have thousands of contacts, and it does, it's, I can't make sense of them. There's just
Yeah.
tons of them, and I don't know. I just don't know. All right, I'm going to put this pin number in there, and I'm going to pin the pin number to the top of the chat. That's if somebody wants to call in and ask Dennis Wise a question. And the way it works is you go to ftjmedia.com. Right at the top of the menu bar, it says call in. It's right next to that F, it's in between FTJ Pro and the Band by Amazon link. And you click on that call in, and that gives you all the numbers from all around the world. Some have toll-free numbers. I don't think it really matters much anymore because phones don't charge, I think, for calling within your country, at least in the United States, long distance. So we do have listeners from all over the world, as we know, and we have listeners listening to the archives from all over the world. You can see that where they are, coming from, like the UK, Australia, even Israel, I saw. South Africa, Ireland, Australia, just about everywhere. So this is what's cool about the internet. So let's dive into it, my friend. What's on your, besides Microsoft sucking 4 hours out of your life that you'll never get back?
Yep.
Anything happening?
It's pretty quiet. In fact, it's probably one of the hottest days of the year today over here, which will cause panic with the climate change left-wing nutters.
Yeah, of course. They'll get even crazier, right?
It's just not right. It's summer. It
Yeah.
shouldn't be this hot.
Well, but that happens, right? I mean,
Oh, it happened, yeah.
temperatures fluctuate. So, what is the temperature in centigrade?
I don't know exactly, but
or you use Fahrenheit there?
Yeah, Fahrenheit, but usually I use the wife. She just came in a while back and said it's hot out there, so well, with a great surprise on her face.
You got a number?
So, no, but I can tell it must be hot with that surprise on her face.
Okay. So let's take a look and just see if we can make it out here. Current temperature in Dennis Wise's country. Okay. Well, right now it's in London, it's 78 degrees Fahrenheit. That's not very hot, you know?
Well,
maybe it's hot for you guys, but
I'm not in London, so.
Yeah. Let's see what it is here. Okay. Right now it's 9:08 a.m. It's 83 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, we're in the Panhandle. This is actually where air conditioning was invented.
Really?
Yeah. It was in the Florida Panhandle. There's a statue of the fella who invented it out further east from us. So, yes, it's pretty cool that this is the place, because without air conditioning, this place would probably be uninhabitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see the, there, I think it's John Gorey was his name. I could be wrong, but, yeah, John Gorey, that's it. He was born in 1803 and he passed at a young age. He passed at age 52. So he was born in the same place, I think, as Alexander Hamilton, Nevis, that island in the Caribbean. Part of the Leeward Islands chain of the West Indies. And he passed. So, Go ahead.
Did he have his patent stolen, as they usually do?
Well, he did die penniless, I think. Let's take a look. He died in Apalachicola, Florida, which is about 100 miles east of here. And that's a river, the Apalachicola River. And that's what separates the Eastern and Central time zones. So he died there. Let's see what it says here. And he moved there in 1833, so when he was about 30. And he served in various government positions, postmaster, president of the Bank of Pensacola's Apalachicola branch, secretary of his Masonic lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the founding vestrymen of Trinity Episcopal Church. So he researched tropical diseases, particularly yellow fever. At the time, the theory that bad air, malaria, caused diseases was a prevalent hypothesis. And based on this theory, he urged draining the swamps and the cooling of sick rooms. For this, he cooled rooms with ice in a basin suspended from the ceiling. Cool air being heavier flowed down across the patient and through an opening near the floor. And then it goes on that he first mechanically produced ice in 1844. He was granted a patent for a machine to make ice. Let's see if you were right.
I sense a Rockefeller around the corner.
Yeah, right. Patent 8080. All right. The original model of this machine and the scientific articles he wrote are at the Smithsonian.
That's not good.
Yeah, in 1835. Patents for apparatus and means for producing ice and in cooling fluids had been granted in England and Scotland to American-born inventor Jacob Perkins, who became known as the father of refrigeration, I'm sorry, of the refrigerator. Impoverished, Gorey sought to raise money to manufacture his machine, but the venture failed when his partner died. Humiliated by criticism, financially ruined, and his health broken, Gorey died in seclusion on June 29, 1855. He's buried in Magnolia Cemetery. So he probably was the really the father of the refrigerator, because he got that patent in 1851, but he didn't have the right people around him or something else. But listen to this. Another version of Gorey's cooling system was used when President James A. Garfield was dying in 1881. Naval engineers built a box filled with cloths that had been soaked in melted ice water. Then by allowing hot air to blow on the cloths, it decreased the room temperature by 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, the problem with this method. What's that?
Who owns the patent now?
Well, not Gorey. Let's see. I think it says it here. The problem with this method was essentially the same problem Gorey had. It required an enormous amount of ice to keep the room cooled continuously. Yet it was an important event in the history of air conditioning. It proved Gorey had the right idea, but was unable to capitalize on it. The first practical refrigeration system in 1854, so that was 3 years after Gorey got the patent, was granted the patent, patented in 1855, was built by James Harrison in Australia. So, and I got to, when I go out that way, I want to see this, because in that town in Apalachicola, Gorey Square is named in his honor. The square contains his gravesite, a monument, and the John Gorey State Museum. And there's the John Gorey Bridge across the Apalachicola Bay. And in 1914, the state of Florida gave a statue of Gorey to the National Statuary Hall. There's a John Gorey Junior High School. Now there was. Now an apartment building named the John Gorey in Jacksonville. And there's a John Gorey Elementary School in Tampa. There's John Gorey Dog Park at Riverside Park in Jacksonville. Opened in 2016. The World War II Liberty Ship, SS John Gorey, was named in his honor. And the John Gorey Award is awarded each year to a graduate of the University of Florida College of Medicine, believed to be the best all-around student, showing promise of becoming a practitioner of the highest type.
So at least he's remembered. He might have been skinned.
Yeah, he was skinned.
He's remembered.
Yeah, he's remembered, but it's interesting how, if I didn't stumble on this a couple of years ago, I never would have known about it. But it's interesting how somebody so significant is so unremembered by the masses. Mm. Right?
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. We've got JS87 is checking in. She says, hi, friends. Just tuning in. And JS is up in the great north of Canada. So,
Communist Canada.
Exactly. Oh boy. They just had their election there Monday.
Yeah. I saw him dancing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We did a show with one of the candidates for, now here in the United States, we call the areas, the geographical areas, you know, districts, right? So like, for example, I'm in the first congressional district in Florida. And in Canada, they don't call them districts. They call them ridings, like you're riding a horse or you're mm-hmm. riding a bicycle. What do you guys call them there?
Probably counties, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take a look. What do they call districts in the UK? Okay. In the UK, particularly in England, districts are, I want to say voting districts, right? Mm-hmm. Voting districts. All right. Survey says in the UK, voting districts are referred to by a few different terms.
Really?
Depending on the level of election and purpose. For UK parliamentary elections, they're called constituencies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, these are the main electoral divisions for electing members of parliament to the House of Commons. UK is divided into 650 parliamentary constituencies, each represented by a single MP. Then polling districts. A parliamentary constituency is further divided into polling districts, which are geographical areas used to organize where people vote. Each polling district typically has a designated polling station. No shit. And then for local elections, wards in England, local elections for civil parishes, borough councils, and district councils use electoral wards. Then there's electoral divisions. Oh, God, no wonder why that country's so screwed up. County councils and some unitary authorities in England use electoral and electoral wards. Holy shit. Welsh principal councils also use electoral wards for local elections. So there you go. There's the answer to the question.
Yeah, well, Wales is communist as well.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. JS87 called Canada Canuckistan.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Have you ever been to Canada, Dennis?
No, I've been to America. I've never Canada.
Yeah. Where were you in America?
Where did we go on there? I had a quick drive from, we landed in Dallas, I think. Drove over to the Alamo in San Antonio.
Yep.
Visited Dallas, the TV set, and then made our way to Memphis.
Of course.
To see the king.
Of course.
And really, it was just a road trip. A really, really fun road trip.
Yeah. So what were your views of the United States of America?
Yeah, pretty good at the time.
Yeah.
I can remember turning up for the for the hired car, and I forgot my license back in the UK.
Oh,
yeah. But they were okay about it. No, don't worry about it. You sign here. And that would never have happened over here.
Yeah, right. Well, it never would happen over here now.
No, probably not.
Except if you were an illegal alien.
Yeah, or an elite.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, both sides. Both sides. In the middle, they get screwed constantly. But the elite and the illegals, they get a free pass. It's really, everything's asshole backwards.
Well, so, the trip to San Antonio, obviously I went to see where the Alamo was. I'd seen the movie when I was a kid. And then I always wanted to visit that because it was fascinating.
Yes.
And then later on in the later years, I discovered that Texas is a Masonic state, and most of the Alamo heroes were all Freemasons, David Crockett included. So it kind of put a different slant on it in the later years, you know. But what was amusing was across from the actual Alamo itself was, you've got to remember now, I've visualized this from watching the movie, but in real life, when I went there and I looked across the road from the Alamo itself, there was a great big dinosaur outside a shop advertising something or other, which kind of, again, killed the illusion.
Yeah, I know. The closest I got to the Alamo, unfortunately, I was in San Antonio a couple of times, but the closest I ever got to it was driving down the street and looking at it. So I didn't get a chance to go in, but that always held a special place for me growing up, you know, part of, the allure of the country, which of course they're now trying to erase. San Antonio, did you go down to the Riverwalk?
Probably. I can't remember, but I probably did. Yeah.
Yep. Nice. And then you saw Graceland,
the home of the king.
Did you see it once?
Just for once, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there a couple times. It's, I didn't expect it to be so, so incredible. You know, that I didn't know what to expect, because I saw that in, saw Graceland in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I had no illusions. This is before the internet, you know, was released to the public. And, you know, I guess you could get that stuff on television shows and,
yeah,
and magazines, but I had no idea what to expect. And I was blown away by, you know, the, really the magnificence of Graceland and how long it would really take to, you know, absorb what you were seeing, yeah, yeah, on that tour.
Totally agree.
Crazy, just crazy. So I've been there a couple times, and Memphis was fun. Of course, this was in a different world where the American Negro was not as feral and wild and vicious as it is now, generally speaking, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just now you know, you don't know what's going to happen because the communists have emboldened the American, yep, Negro.
Exactly.
Not all, but they've emboldened enough of them.
Yeah.
You know, endanger the life of anyone, even an American Negro.
Sure.
Hayes says, Dennis Wise's videos in 2016 finally made me accept the truth that everything I'd heard about World War II from the television was false. God bless Dennis Wise. Although Hellstorm lit the spark that made me realize I may have been lied to about World War II, Mr. Wise sealed it, along with a great deal of my own research.
Sure.
And he says,
it's great to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's more. He says, oh my, and I think I'm assuming it's a he. I could be wrong. Oh my God, you have the man on? What a treasure. And he gave a donation of $50, which is going to go to Dennis. So whenever I do shows, yeah, whenever I do shows with Dennis or Les Borey, the Canadian political prisoner, or James Mason or David Duke, whatever donations come in, go to them. Go
to the much camp. Appreciated. Thank you, yeah, very much.
Yes. And JS88 has a question.
Okay.
Side question, not related to the live stream. Oh, sorry. There used to be a schedule on the side tab. Is that no longer a feature on the TMJ website? TMJ. You mean FTJ? I don't know what TMJ is. TMJ. Does that ring a bell at all, Dennis? TMJ? Maybe it is something. I just can't think of it.
No, I can't think.
Yeah. Anyway, let us know, JS87. And if you're talking about FTJ, there was a schedule button on the top and also probably in the navigation bar on the left, but we removed that because when, oh, FT, okay, it is FTJ, yep. Because what happened was that, Dennis, you remember Speak Free Radio, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So when we, yeah, you better get your coffee. She says, sorry, I haven't had my coffee yet. Isn't TMJ like some sort of a disease of the jaw or a complication of the jaw? I think it is. Just curious. Let me just look it up. TMJ symptoms. Yeah, it's temporomandibular joint disorders can cause a variety of symptoms, including jaw pain, headaches, earaches, and the clicking or popping sounds in the jaw joint. Well, there you go. if my jaw starts clicking, I got to get my coffee, which I've already had most of it. What was I rambling about? Oh, SFR. So what happened was when we tried to, we actually rolled SFR into FTJ. And the reason we did that was because a couple of reasons why we did it. One of them was SFR was headquartered in the United Kingdom. And because of that, we couldn't express ourselves the way we need to.
There's a shock.
Yeah. And SFR was like a radio station. It was audio. And we thought we would be able to do audio. And we found out that we couldn't. And it just evolved into video. And then from that, it evolved into pretty much the hosts doing their own thing. We initially tried to stick to a schedule, but it didn't pan out. Yeah, it didn't work out that way. And because, you know, these live streamers, these hosts, you know, have a lot going on. And sometimes, as I found out, you know, they go longer, they can go shorter. Yesterday's show, which we started out at, I think 2 hours was the show. We ended up going to 3 hours because we needed more time. But yesterday it was only an hour and a half.
So did I.
Yeah, right. Well, you went 4 hours.
Yeah.
Hayes says, is there any ability to get signed items from Dennis? I have signed books from David Duke and E. Michael Jones, which I treasure.
We'll have to work some of those, I think, won't we?
I mean, there is. I don't know if we talked about that, but there is a way to do something. You know, for example, Andy Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, because it's, you know, impractical to have Andy sign the books in the UK and ship them here because of the transportation costs.
Yeah.
There are book plates. So if you go to bannedbyamazon.com and you look at all products, you see the Synagogue of Satan, and you see you can buy it with a book plate, which are signed by Andy, and we have other authors who do the same thing. So there's a possibility we could do that for Dennis's movies.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned on the show we did last week, you know, the reason that you're looking at a blue screen next to me is because it's dangerous for Dennis to reveal, you know, his identity, because you guys have to know what they do in the UK, how they, you know, if you make a post on Jewbook or a tweet on X, you know, you'll be in jail, versus if you are an immigrant who slices the throat of, you know, a person born in the UK, they'll fight to let you out. So if Dennis revealed his identity, if somebody would go to jail for a couple of years for a tweet or a Kike book post, which is true, could you imagine what they do to Dennis? No. Yeah. Hayes says, I read Andy's book too, bought the PDF. I don't know. We don't sell the PDF. I don't know where you might have bought it from. So it's not the latest book, because we don't offer PDFs. JS87. Is there any way to get a notification before a live stream starts? Yes, there is. It would be a nice feed. There is. Yes, you're unaware. For the most part. So if you would have gone to FTJ or TMJ, I'm kidding. If you would have gone to TMJ.com, if you would have gone to FTJmedia.com, and right on the homepage, there can be three sections on the top. The first one, it says live, which if there's live shows, obviously There's going to be live shows there. The second section is upcoming. And the third section is replays. So the hosts are able to replay whatever shows they want in that section. The upcoming obviously means it's upcoming. So if I knew, let's say, for example, that I was going to have a guest on a certain date, then I would put it in, I'd schedule it in the scheduler, and it would appear on the upcoming. So that's where you would be able to see what is coming up. Every host is different. So for me, it's generally Tuesdays and Thursdays with James Mason from 11 to 1 or 2 Central Time. Everything's Central Time. And on Wednesdays now, doing a show with Dennis, which is great because we did our first show last week. And that's at 9 Central in the morning. On Fridays, I do one with Les until he gets a job. Les was or is that Canadian political prisoner who they locked up for just about 2 years for making a video.
Wow.
About the Jew. Because there's no free speech in Canada, of course, as we know.
Well, it's under British rule, isn't it?
So yeah.
It all applies.
Exactly. And on Sundays, I do a show with Duke for as long as he can, because as many of you might know, you know, he has cancer, and his cancer, took a turn for the worse. So he...
I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah, he has throat cancer and prostate cancer, but the throat cancer was pretty much licked, thankfully. And I guess the prostate cancer might have, because he focused on the throat cancer because that was supposedly the most dangerous. The prostate cancer, I guess, spread.
Send him best wishes when you
I will speak. Sure. That'll be Sunday, which we'll be here before you know it. That's the way time is nowadays. It just goes. So that's the way to do it. You got to look at the different hosts and what happened. So what happened was with the schedule, we had a schedule up there and then it kept shifting. And then there were some hosts who were doing shows within their scheduled time that they found was not appropriate for them. And they were like, geez, can I do a different time? And I told them, you can do any time you want. So sometimes there's 4 live shows going on. They didn't want to step on anybody's toes, the other hosts. But I told them, look, it's up to the individual who comes to the site, whatever they want to watch. So, sure.
Yeah,
so that's how to do it. Okay, he said years ago he got the PDF, right? JS87, which then tells me those posting anti-Jew threads on X are controlled opposition. They could be.
Could be.
Yep. And she's thanking me for the info. Much obliged, of course. And she says, Canadians have no spine, fucking pussies. Yes. Hayes says, Dr. Rima Labo is considered a miracle worker for cancer. If I had a loved one with cancer, I would definitely seek her out. Thank you, Hayes. And Flood's manager says, Dave Gahary, woo, gas chamber Gahary. Yeah, yeah, but there were no gas chambers. You're going to have to give me a new one since there were none. All right, so what were we talking about, Dennis, before we went off to the chat? We were talking about Graceland.
Graceland's and Masonic Texas.
Right. Right. Graceland, what happened with, I don't know how up you are on the Elvis news, but I know there were, I guess, was it Lisa Marie died?
Lisa Marie died, yeah.
Yeah. And did she have... I know she was Wasn't she married to Michael Jackson? Was that
for a short period?
Was that real, or was that some kind of publicity stunt?
Well, they said it was real. I presume it was.
Right.
You know.
And they didn't have any offspring, did they?
No, she did with somebody else, I think. And I think one of her sons died.
Ah, right. Yeah, so a lot of Kennedy-esque disasters in that family, right?
Correct.
Yeah. It's a shame. Yeah. But now who controls Elvis's estate? Is it his wife? Is she still alive?
Priscilla? She's still alive, yeah. Yeah, she's still
alive. Wasn't there some kind of court battle I heard about?
I'm not too sure. I can't comment on that one, but
yes.
What I do know with when I research communism by the back door,
right,
that the music industry itself is, how can you say it? It's not what it seems. Now, as far as I look at Elvis, I hope and I pray that he's pre all this stuff anyway. But certainly with the Beatles, you know, they were used to change culture with Tavistock and many other British bands which came to prominence in America. And even the Monkees were that similar type of band, chosen musicians to be a new boy band. And it's gone on ever since. It's even got worse, as we've seen satanic videos on these days on TV. Well, the music industry is very, what's the word, suspicious.
Yeah, didn't Elvis wear like a Jewish star?
Well, he once came out and said that he wore many, you know, he wore a cross, he wore a Jewish star, hoping that, you know, by wearing at least one of them, he'd get into heaven.
So he might have been, he might have just been duped like everybody else.
Yeah. I'll have to think so.
Yeah, that would probably be the case.
I think the word I'm looking for, I think he was more organic.
Yeah, right. Like the Monkees were actually not a band. Right. They were put together by a Jew, who put them together for the distinct purpose of being a band on a television show. Right.
Yeah, it's changed culture.
Yep, exactly. And here it is. After the passing of Lisa Marie Presley, I've been on that jet, by the way, the Lisa Marie.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. In January 2023, her eldest daughter, Riley Keough, became the sole trustee of Lisa Marie's estate and thus effectively in charge of Elvis's estate and Graceland. This includes the ownership of Graceland and other assets previously controlled by Lisa Marie. So I'm surprised it didn't go to but it was his ex-wife. So, but anyway, I don't know anything about this Riley Keough. Just a lot of problems, right? When you get that much money and when you don't really have to worry about anything, then, you know, a lot of people turn to drugs.
Yeah,
and there's Riley Keough. She was born in 89, in May of 89. And do you know what she looks like?
No, I don't know too much about Lisa.
Yes.
Other than her father.
Well, anyway, let's take a look at her. Riley Keough. And there she is. She kind of looks like her mom and Elvis. And there she is with, let me get this up here. I don't know if it popped up. Oh, I don't think it did. So let me do this here. Put this in that window. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
So, there's the mother. You could see the mother's all like her father, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end, all drugged up, looks like just stoned out of her mind. And she does look like a younger Lisa Marie and like her dad and mom. Yeah. So, yeah. And there's the king.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so growing up in the UK, I guess Elvis was, you know, as popular there as he was here, right?
Well, I can remember when he died, I was working in a factory, and the number of women were bursting into tears. Just unreal.
Kind of like Kennedy.
Yeah, but one of them moments.
Yes.
I mean, I suppose it affected everybody's lives, even though he was in America. Affected a lot of lives all over Europe, even, especially in the UK. And it's the, you know, I suppose you think for the first time you realize that he was mortal.
Yep.
And that made us all mortal.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Let's go to the chat, because the chat doesn't rest. Okay. All right. Ha. Okay. Dave Gahari, LA is a gas chamber. Oh yes, right, exactly. Yes. That's where I'm at, right? I'm right outside the Hollywood Hills.
You've got to have wooden doors.
Yeah, right. Yes, with unsealed wooden doors.
That's it.
Yeah. JS87, you guys were talking about refrigeration, LOL. Yeah, it's funny how, you know, it just goes wherever it goes. Flood's manager says, wherever Jewish money goes, communism follows. Perfect.
Back home.
Yep. Hayes says, on a Drilla stream, that's another host here, Psycho Drilla. Mm-hmm. Weeks ago, someone said Elvis was Jewish, and others strongly said he wasn't.
Now, they're always going to claim Elvis, weren't they?
I mean, anything's possible, but the odds are he was not Jewish.
No.
Right, yeah. He was from, you know, the Deep South. And
I think they would have found real solid proof.
Right. And he grew up in poverty. You went to his house when you...
I didn't go to...
In Tupelo? You didn't go to Tupelo?
No, I didn't go there.
Okay. Yeah, so I think they moved to Tupelo from where he was born.
Yeah, to Memphis.
Yeah. No, I mean, before Tupelo, unless he was born in Tupelo.
Yeah, we're born in Tupelo.
He was born, okay, yeah. Yeah, so I've been to the house there. It's like on a, you know, museum grounds.
Yeah.
And a little, like, literally a two-room shack. So I don't think many Jews are in two-room shacks. I mean, it's not impossible, but the odds are he wasn't. Lisa from Germany is here. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hi, chat. Question, can it be confirmed that Elvis Presley was a Jew too? Some hybrid.
Well, to be honest, if he was Jewish, he probably had tunnels under his house, didn't he?
Yeah. Right, and bloody mattresses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it doesn't look like he was a Jew, Lisa. So, yes. And you mean hybrid without the E? I know your English isn't your first language, but I just want to make sure that I'm not answering a question or we're answering a question that's wrong. I don't know about the word hybrid, but I think you mean hybrid. Okay. Hayes says, is there a link where people can donate money to Dennis? I have a hosted TGSNT video with 30,000 views. I think one of the search engines points to it, not Google. Dennis?
What's the question?
Is there a link where people can donate money to you?
No, I've never asked for donations, to be fair.
I mean, we could get money to Dennis, for sure. We could set something up, if you would like, if Dennis would like.
That's entirely up to anybody. It's their decision.
Yep.
You know, like I said, I've never asked for donations.
Yep.
I'm always grateful for the money I receive.
Yes.
When people buy the DVDs. But other than that, you know, I didn't do it really for money.
Of course.
But it's always nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine if we had that kind of money that the enemy has. What we could do.
It used to amuse me because, like I said last week, I got 17 parts up on YouTube before they took it down. And yep. I used to get in conversation with people who were obviously Jews. And I used to say to them, for all the millions that cost for the Hollywood movies over the years, this little documentary just, you know, which was on a shoestring, really.
Yeah.
Has just destroyed them all. And they used to get really annoyed, really annoyed. But it was true. You know, you could tell me all the feedback was coming in.
Yep. Yep. Shoestring Budget, that's my middle name. Yeah, here's some, speaking of Jews, here's some breaking news, which we all want to hear. Senator Adam Schiff, you know that creature?
Adam Schiff, yeah.
Yeah. Has introduced federal, not that it's going to go anywhere, but has introduced federal legislation to implement a nationwide ban on assault weapons.
It's not a surprise, really, is it?
No. What sucks is that Jew became a senator. He was a representative. It was a representative from California. And because of the other Jew, I think Dianne Feinstein, retiring, or has she died?
Died, I think.
Oh, good. Because of that creature leaving and not being able to run, this piece of fucking shit, Schiff, ran and beat that baseball player, Garvey, I think his name was, Steve Garvey, because there's so many fucking liberals out there in that once beautiful state. And so this fuck moved from the House to the Senate, which is obviously a more esteemed body, because senators are in for 6 years and representatives are in for two. So as soon as a representative gets in, they need to start running for re-election again immediately. It's like a part of their...
Oh, yeah.
So senators didn't used to be popularly elected in the United States. They were appointed by the state legislatures to represent the state, which might make more sense. But there you go. Now you got that filthy kike who is, related to the other chef. Exactly. Jacob Schiff.
Yeah.
Let's just see. Is Adam Schiff related to Jacob Schiff? No, Adam Schiff and of course this is Jugal. Adam Schiff or AI.
You gotta believe it then.
Yeah, of course. Adam Schiff and Jacob Schiff are not related. While they share the same surname, they're not members of the same family. Adam Schiff, born in 1960. Oh, that sucks. That's the year I was born. Is he United States representative from California? He's not anymore. Jacob Schiff, 1851 to 1920, was a prominent banker and philanthropist who supported Jewish causes. Mm. So who knows? AI is total horseshit. Duke called me on Easter, and he didn't realize that we didn't have a show, or he did realize. They said, "Oh, I can't wait for the show." I said, "Dave, there is no show. It's Easter." "Oh, come on." You know, I said, "No, Dave, the wife will kill me." Right. So we're going to have dinner at that time. And anyway, we ended up talking he ended up talking before the show for 2 hours, just about 2 hours, about a minute or so after the 2 hour mark. And he was highlighting AI. And I don't waste time on that dog shit for the reasons that I'll explain. But what happened was that he was arguing with AI, trying to outsmart it. And what it is,
what's that? I did that with Grok. I was arguing with Grok.
Yeah, Grok. I don't know if it was Grok, but
What
it, how it turns out is, the Jew has already thought about this way ahead of us.
Sure.
And it has programmed AI to provide responses that mitigate the Jewish role in whatever, you know, genocides or whatever else you want to attach to these organisms. And I said, Dave, it's a waste. It's already completely programmed by the Jew.
Yeah.
You might as well read a book written by a Jew. So yeah, it's bullshit. But this is obviously the problem now. You're going to have, you know, these much less discriminating individuals going online and putting something into
younger generation,
and they're going to get a Jew answer. And, oh, that must be true. So they don't even want to go to the, you know, the possibility that this is bullshit. So. Yeah. You know all this shit.
Well, I heard, when it first came out, AI was talking well of Hitler, and they soon shut that down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right, exactly. That's right. And they were, you know, answering questions about, you know, the mathematical impossibility of the whole hoax. And, of course, they changed that. Okay. All right. Hayes says, I bought TGSNT and Communism by the Back Door years ago. Didn't know you had sets for the other series. Yeah, if you weren't here for the first show, we talked about that. And that's up in the archives. The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II was not released, in hard copy form. It was available, you know, on not YouTube, because YouTube eliminated this because it's too dangerous to them. And it was released on other channels. And then we authored what's called authored it and released it. So, yeah, there's a hard copy. And some folks want hard copies because they're afraid that they're going to scrub the internet, which they do.
Which they will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, as I mentioned before, the hard copies for Dennis are preferable because Dennis gets royalties from them. So really, and that's what he was alluding to earlier, the best way to donate money is to buy the movie or movies, because then... if you have it, you can hand it to somebody, which again is might not be the best thing to do, because my experience is handing out books and such to Goyim. The Goyim generally doesn't really think much of something that was handed to them for free, that there's no value in it. So the odds are that you will have to beg them to watch it. So I always advise folks, unless they're sure that the person is going to accept, like they're ready to accept the information.
Ready,
If they're not ready, I wouldn't waste money on a book or a movie for Goyim. For yourself, yeah. Ethno-nationalist is here. Shameless Wiseass is here. Good morning, gents. I slept in. How dare you? Well, you're out on the left coast, right? So... It would have started at 7 your time. So you're forgiven, Shameless, for sleeping in. Of course, I went to bed real early last night, 8 o'clock. I just was conked out, and I got up real early at 1 o'clock in the morning. How about that? And worked for a couple hours and went back to bed. So, but we're ready for action. And you want to laugh, Dennis?
I do.
We're just about We are 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. How is it that we've been going an hour?
Well, you can talk for America, can't you? No doubt about that one.
Holy mackerel.
This is a gold medal in Olympics for talking. Hands down.
Hayes says, interesting point. I gave EMJ book, Slaughter of the Cities, to an interested party, and they haven't read it. It's been a year. Yeah, don't.
Sometimes, to be fair, though, I know people who've bought, the hard copy and given it out to a friend, and they never come back.
You mean the friend never comes back to say, hey, it was good, or?
No, just doesn't bring it back. And whether or not they enjoy it, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I would never, I learned my lesson. I would never lend anything to anyone now. Yeah. So, right, make the suggestion, hey, you know, I think it would benefit you to, watch this or read this. And do you have any interest in it? No. Okay, great. Then forget it. It's a waste, I think. I did that with the series I did with that black guy in Black and White. I got it to one of my nephews, and it was a year later that he promised he would watch it before the year was up. And he did. He did watch it on that last day. So, no, there's Goyim don't have interest in shaking their world generally.
No, it's true.
Unfortunately. All right, let's take a look at something here. Yes, Shameless. How dare you sleep? Yes, horrible.
Don't I came do across something interesting the other day.
Yes.
I don't know whether you've seen any of the videos on YouTube, but at the moment we're having demonstrations in the UK where nationalists are marching because of this immigrant problem, and they're always on the other side of the road are the left-wing demonstrators, the communists. And the chant from the communists is usually, "Off our streets, Nazi scum." Now, a lot of these people who are nationalists are just ordinary people and take great offence to being called a Nazi. So I was trying to tell someone the other day, look, when the left-wing demonstrators refer to ordinary people as Nazis, they're correct. They are absolutely correct. Because in 1930 Germany, most ordinary people were against this left-wing ideology. And the ordinary Brit today, who is a nationalist, he loves his Christian country and his Christian culture. He looks at transgenderism as a mental health issue. He looks at climate change as ludicrous. And he looks at illegal immigration as destructive to the culture. So the next time that they're called a Nazi, just embrace it, because it's true. That's exactly what the Germans were doing.
Yeah, but because of the Jew and its media, they have been able to obviously poison that term. And most, for example, UK citizens cringe when they hear that word because they're programmed
it's
to cringe.
Style,
yeah, of course. Yes. Absolutely. Let me show you this. Let me get that. Where is it? And how are things like in the UK as far as like the mask wearing?
The mask wearing is not so often, but there are people still taking the jab. Why? I do not know.
I know. They're stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Here, you know, there are certain races who have a love affair with masks, black and Asians predominantly.
Okay.
You will see whites wearing masks, but it's not as frequent. But you will see it. It's sad, though,
yeah,
to see it. But they're preparing for this bird flu. Is there much chatter about that there? And
no, every now and again there's a rumor from something like bird flu or something else. But it never actually, you know, comes to tuition. But
right.
At the end of the day, you know, all eyes are on that cretin. What's he called? The godfather of all these jabs.
Oh, Fauci and Fauci, Gates? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fauci and Gates. Yeah. Two beauties. Yeah. Let me show you this, if I may. I didn't watch it yet. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look. It looks like a quick video. There you go. It's a coming.
Well, we'll know when it's come when they're all dancing.
Yeah, right. That's right. Right, like in the hospital, right? What the hell was that about?
You know, that was something really weird.
Holy shit.
They were all so well choreographed that it had to be planned.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're in the middle of a pandemic,
yeah,
you're not going to be choreographing
in the building.
People are dying, right? You're not going to be choreographing a dance skit, yeah. Right? Holy shit, look at this thing. Today's the 30th, so this was 2 days ago. Again, I haven't had any chance to look at this stuff, but warning, danger, Will Robinson. Car-sized spacecraft will crash back to Earth. Here's when it'll make impact. Here we go. Dead Soviet satellite soon make an uncontrolled reentry into Earth's atmosphere. Cosmos 482, launched in 1972. Wow. Carrying a probe that was supposed to detach and fly all the way to Venus due to an engine malfunction. Spacecraft failed to escape Earth's gravitational pull and has been orbiting for the last 50 years. Scientists who have been tracking Cosmos 482's orbital height say it has been gradually spiraling lower and lower and should re-enter the atmosphere, sometime between May 8 and 11. So, tomorrow's May Day. It's May 1. I'm going to be celebrating May Day. How about you?
No, that's the communist.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, so next Thursday, it can hit on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Researchers in one satellite tracking station in the Netherlands have pinpointed the most likely date of May 10. So that's Saturday. The one-ton object could hit practically anywhere on Earth. Experts say, explaining that it's too soon to narrow down. That's terrific, right? Nazi dies as Cosmos 482 slams into his home while he's doing a live stream. God is good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I think after the other week and the carry on of the women going up into space and coming back again, and people just realizing it's all a farce. You've got to treat it with a grain of salt, haven't you?
You don't think that's true, that they fly into space?
I don't think space is true anyway.
Right.
No moon landings, no Mars landings.
I actually met with a rocket scientist yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, literally. So, you know, sometimes folks call up or the email and they say, you know, is that a scam site? You know, Money Tree, right? Because they don't believe it. That I said, no, we're real. And sometimes they say, you know, hey, I'm going to be driving by Crestview. Can I pick it up? Sure. So I met the guy and, you know, give him his book. And he was an actual rocket scientist. So,
okay.
Yeah. So he has some patents on some of these, you know, navigation systems. So I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of people who believe it. I mean, I know that, you know, going to the moon allegedly in 1969 with that technology and they haven't been back. I mean, that does raise a lot of red flags, right?
Yeah, I think I covered it in Communism by the Back Door, I think. Didn't the guy say that they've lost all the technology? Which is crazy, isn't it?
Yep. Yep. And there you go. It's coming back. So, from May 8th to 11th, folks, stay on top of this. Or don't let this thing stay on top of you. Pay attention. Right? Pay attention to where it's coming.
I guarantee it won't hit a mosque.
Yeah, right. Or a synagogue.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. And there it is. That's what it looks like. Yeah. That's a replica of it.
Impressive.
Yes. Yes. CCCP. Beautiful. Can't wait to see it. And what do we got here? All right.
Something.
This wouldn't be the first time a satellite has crash landed on Earth. In 2019, a Samsung satellite crash landed in a Michigan family's backyard.
Is this the same Samsung that puts cameras in TVs?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, that's a Korean.
There's a YouTube video actually where if people actually went on YouTube and put in Samsung TV camera, you'd find out that it's actually true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it says it's going to fall like a car out of the air 100 to 200 miles per hour. Shit. Please don't hit me. Please don't land here. So it doesn't destroy a city block or anything like that, but if it lands on your house or on you, that's not going to be good. Thank you. The chance that it hits a person is about 1 in 10,000. Those aren't very good odds. Chance that it hits you is then 1 in 10 billion. Smaller than that. You don't have to lose any sleep over it. Look, somebody's got to hit the lottery, right? Right? And someone might get hit by this. Holy shit. And there it is. A smartphone-sized chunk of garbage in March 2024 jettisoned from the International Space Station failed to burn up during its descent through Earth's atmosphere. How does it fail to burn up? Doesn't everything burn up when it's going through?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
Well, look at this. Yeah, it fell through the roof of a home in Florida. It was a tremendous sound. It almost hit my son, said the homeowner. He has two rooms. He was two rooms over and heard it all. Holy shit. And there it is. There's about 3,000. They're doing a great job. They fucked up the oceans. They fucked up the planet. And they fucked up space. Look at that.
3,000. Well, I do believe they got satellites so high up. I'm not saying they're actually in outer space, but they have satellites pretty high up. But when they're saying like all this thing about space and technology, and I can go to the hills in Wales and not get I can't receive a mobile phone call, then to me there's something sadly wrong.
Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, supposedly that technology is antiquated, but they used it to suck as much money as they could out of it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Over 3,000 or about 3,000 dead satellites are currently orbiting Earth.
It's a junkyard.
Yeah, it's a junk. Exactly. Exactly. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that was a picture from NASA, I believe.
That one?
NASA at the bottom left there, yeah.
Yeah.
And if people research NASA, you'll find he'd had occult beginnings with followers of Aleister Crowley. So it is an occult organization.
Right.
All the astronauts are Freemasons. So there's a lot to be desired about their intentions and how they fool people.
What do you think about, you've seen like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin completely, you know, avoid the press, and wouldn't they be celebrated if...
Well, it's obviously, if it was true, it would be the greatest achievement of mankind.
Right.
But I've seen the press conference, and I've seen lively funerals. And, of course, when Armstrong died, he refused to give any interviews for quite some time. And he requested to be buried at sea. And some people suspect that he suspected that the truth may come out at some point, and he would be looked as an anti-hero, and so preferred to be buried at sea rather than have his grave desecrated.
Or exhumed.
Or exhumed even, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think people need to research NASA and its beginnings.
Yeah, how prominent is NASA and the whole space thing in what you call the trilogy of truth, the greatest story never told, New World Order, well, I should say Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, New World Order, communism by the back door, and the secret Masonic victory of World War II.
Yeah, I think I covered in Communism by the Back Door. I do a piece on quite a few things, what people don't relate as communism. Well, communism as a huge umbrella, you know, from the occult, to space flight, and just things which cause illusions where these people have a certain vendetta or, they try and change people's minds about things, even anti-God, because a lot of this thing about space, since World War II, there's more people probably believe, more young kids in Europe now believe in aliens than they do in God. And that was planned, you know.
Yeah.
So communism is what it is.
Yes. Hayes says, dancing nurses. Yes, what a farce. They must really think we're just dumb as shit.
Well, it's got mockery in it, really. It's just a mockery.
Hayes says, I was unaware of May Day, or perhaps I've forgotten.
Yep.
David, thanks for your donation of $5. I don't know who that is because I don't see anybody named David, but whoever that is, thank you for that, for Dennis. Hayes says, moon landing is so fake, LOL. Camera in Samsung TV, telescreen from 1984. Hayes says, wow, NASA is a cult, and Crowley was involved early on. Didn't know that. Dennis?
Yeah, that's right. And the people, when Crowley died, who formed NASA, were Crowley followers. And obviously, Crowley's known or was portrayed as the most evil man in the world because of his hideous things, what he got up to.
What is that? Aleister Crowley? Is that his
name? Yeah.
Let's take a look. Aleister. Let's take a look at him.
That's the one.
born in 1875, died in 1947. English occultist, ceremonial magician. What's a ceremonial magician? Encompasses a wide variety of rituals of magic, like a ceremony, obviously. Poet, novelist, mountaineer, and painter.
Yeah.
And let's see what's up with this dude. He was born in Warwickshire, wherever the hell that is. And he died in England, Sussex.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. He's buried in Jersey. His ashes are buried in Hampton, New Jersey. I know where that is. Interesting.
Yeah, what he wrote the Book of the Law, as it said there. Or it was believed to be spoken to him by some demon that he brought to life.
Lovely. Let's see how he ended up in Jersey. And there he is. Oh, wonderful.
Turned into a demon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Holy shit. Yeah. Okay, let's see. There's the Book of the Law you talked about.
Yeah, this is what Hollywood follows. This is the religion. It is actually Luciferian, but this is the religion that they follow in not only in Hollywood, but the elites as well. A lot of the Olympic Games, which again are covering communism by the back door, the Olympic Games in London was more or less an occult festival to Crowley. And I shall compare various things to prove it.
Wow. We're going to come back to that Book of the Law. I just want to see how he ended up in Jersey.
Sure.
Wow. I mean, this is a big entry. All right. Holy shit. My God.
We see these Hollywood or music in people in the music industry with the T-shirts do what thou wilt, which is one of Crowley's laws.
And, Jews must love him.
Well, it's all based on bringing down, well, it's bringing in a new world order. And so bringing in a new world order, you've got to break down the old world. And the old world is dominant by Christianity. So obviously Christianity is under fire. And this is one of the reasons.
When he was 11, his father died of tongue cancer. How rare is that? It's a turning point in his life. And here you go. He became increasingly skeptical of Christianity, pointing out biblical inconsistencies to his religious teachers, and went against the Christian morality of his upbringing by smoking, masturbating, and having sex with prostitutes from whom he contracted gonorrhea.
Later on in his career, when he formed the OTO, that he sacrificed at least 150
babies. 150
babies? Yeah. The Golden Dawn, you see there,
yeah,
was an occult organization in England, and he didn't think it went far enough. So he left and formed his own. And he had followers who followed him around, and women, he had, women following him, and they would all, he'd do certain things like bestiality and other hideous things, which to people like you and me would be just totally insane.
Obviously. Here's the Book of the Law.
Yeah.
Sacred text of his religion. But like you said, the book was dictated to him by a beyond human being, AWOS, a voice that he heard. So he was hearing voices. That's terrific. And people take this asshole seriously.
Well, I take him seriously.
Not you. I mean the idiots who follow him. Let's see if Zyopedia says anything about who's following it. No, of course not. Yeah, interesting. I don't really know anything about this guy.
I'm sure if you ever did research him, it wouldn't be, you know, he is known to be the most evil man in the world for a reason.
Wow.
And I cover, again, in Communism by the Back Door, a lot about him. And a lot of the groups like Rolling Stones and the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, even Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, bought his house, which was up in the Lake District, where he did a lot of these rituals and sacrifices. And there's another story behind all that. Eventually burned down. Idiot's place. A little bit like the Jimmy Savile story.
What? That's the guy. He's dead, right, that guy?
He's dead now, yeah, but yeah. He did a lot of hideous things.
Right.
Throughout his life.
And they covered it up, right?
They covered it up, yeah. Very similar. Freemason again.
Yeah.
Very similar to Alice Crowley.
Lisa from Germany says, there is justification for killing babies if it is clear that they will grow up to harm us. This was Yitzhak Shapira is he some known rabbi? An authentic quote. The when and where is missing. It's a problem that there are so many quotes around describing Jewish murderous behavior, but the source is unclear. Yeah, that is a problem. And AI is now being used to produce fake photos. Some of, instead of Pope, Poop Bergoglio, claiming he was already dead, a dead corpse on Easter Sunday. It's getting really wild. How do you deal with that stuff, Dennis, the internet, and all the spurious shit out there?
Well, at face value, like, he is what he, well, he was what he was. To me, he was a Freemason. He was a heretic. He cared more about bringing in the New World Order. Cared more about homosexuals, cared about more about immigrants than he ever did about Catholics.
White on White says, life's a beach. That's why I'm toes on the nose. Andrew Jackson says, got mit uns, justice for those who suffered so much. Oh, fuck yeah. That's what we need, man. White on White, one more time to ease the pain, Whitey. Yes. And there's David. That's funny. I didn't see David before when he donated $5 to you, Dennis. And there's David. It's supposed to show up, but I guess it didn't. White on White says, nightfall will be coming soon on these filthy kites. As they say, from your mouth to God's ear. Hey, says, Dennis, I don't think you mentioned Isaac Cappy in any of your works, but I suppose the Epstein story came years after your videos were produced.
True. That's true, yeah. Cappy was the guy who was supposed to commit suicide. But this was after he revealed a lot about Tom Hanks and the paedophilia world. And he actually said, like, if I'm ever found dead, I didn't commit suicide. And apparently it wasn't long after he was found to have jumped off a bridge, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
He was an actor in, the movies Breaking Bad and Thor.
And he's a Jew.
have no idea if he's Jew.
Well, he looks like a Jew.
He probably looks like most of Hollywood is, isn't it? But,
yes.
But he did come out with, you see the bottom of their personal life, just lifted up a touch.
Yes.
There you go. The mention of Tom Hanks.
Yes, so let's see. He died or was murdered in 2019. So the six-year anniversary is coming. And he appeared on Alex Jones's radio show InfoWars less than a year before he jumped off a bridge, on which he accused multiple movie stars such as Tom Hanks and Seth Green of pedophilia as part of the QAnon conspiracy theory, which involves a cabal of child molesters who run a global child sex trafficking ring. During the broadcast, Jones asked Cappy to be more circumspect and avoid getting into names, while Cappy briefly insisted Jones was gaslighting him by querying his claims. The Daily Beast mentioned that around this time, Cappy has become a hero of the QAnon movement in its news section. In the years following his death, a conspiracy theory arose that he did not die by suicide, conspiracy theory, but was rather the victim of foul play due to his political views spread by conspiracy theorists such as Lynn Wood. And the year before he passed, he was investigated by police after reportedly threatening actress Paris Jackson. No idea who that is. And actor Seth Green, that Jew. Jackson accused Cappy of choking her at a party they were both attending. The LAPD confirmed an investigation but said it was not active. And here it is. He committed suicide by jumping off an overpass into oncoming traffic in Arizona. Two bystanders on the bridge attempted to prevent Cappy from throwing himself from the bridge, but were unsuccessful. Around the time of his death, a lengthy note was posted on his Instagram account in which he claimed to be the reincarnation of Judas Iscariot, while opening up about his drug and alcohol abuse. He also apologized to Jesus Christ, Donald Trump, aren't they one and the same, and QAnon. The post was captioned, "Beware the man that has nothing to lose, for he has nothing to protect." And he died in Belmont, Arizona. Never heard of Belmont. I used to live in Tucson. Never heard of Belmont, but Arizona is a huge state. So let's take a look at this. DPS releases name of man who died from after jumping from Northern Arizona Bridge. Can you see that, Dennis?
Yeah.
Cappy forced himself off the Transwestern Road Bridge onto Interstate 40. Ouch. Where he was struck by a Ford pickup truck. Oh, fuck. All right. We don't know why Cappy took his own life. Two teenagers driving by got out of their vehicle and tried to physically restrain Cappy from jumping, but failed. No one else was injured during the incident, and the investigation has been closed. There you go.
And all this, obviously, his paedophilia surrounds Epstein.
Yes.
And Harry died mysteriously when all the cameras were switched off. And
yes.
The guards were asleep. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the list still hasn't come out.
No. It's coming. It's coming. We're waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming. The arrests are coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hayes says, "We deeply mourn the murder of Virginia, chief witness against Epstein." Yes, or Epstein, however you want to say it. Yeah, they just killed her.
You just recently died, don't you?
Yes. Andrew Jackson says, "Best documentaries ever." Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Hayes says, we only know of Epstein because of Cappy. He was probably a mixed race Jew who was born with numerous white man traits. White on White says, isn't it strange how we march towards victory, taking shots from our own side? Yes, our side is not perfect, but can't understand a white putting a stick in another white's spokes. White on white type shit. That's just the way it is, man. That's since the beginning of time. It's, you know, the Jew is the Jew, but our own side are traitors. Makes me sick and prolong our struggle for pure 100% selfish reasons. Yes. And white on white is in northern Arizona. Yes. Like I said, Arizona is a huge state. Do you ever get a chance to go out there, Dennis?
No, I don't think I did, no.
Grand Canyon?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't venture that far. I went to Houston.
Great. That's a hell. It must have been nice back then. What was this, the 80s?
No, the 90s. And I'll tell you a story like that. We, because I wasn't familiar with the, with the country, we tried to get an hotel, but it was more or less in the city, not out on the freeway. And when I paid with the credit card, went to the room, it was the most disgusting room you've ever seen. It was a drug den. So when I went back and threatened to kill the guy behind the counter, he phoned the police. So the police come round and, like I said to the police, said, look, I paid for a room, it looks like a drug den. You've got two boys with me, and like, I can't stop in here and I want my money back. But eventually, like, I got told that the further out on the freeway, the better the hotels. So in the end, like, we just left and put it down to experience. But yeah.
Yeah, you.
I could have quite easily rinsed the guy behind the counter.
Yeah. You get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Hayes says, in Cappy's last video, he indicated the killers were in the room with him without saying it. Lisa, that link you put with the headline there from the Times of Israel, do you have the link for that to the article, please? Leaked report, Israel acknowledges Jews, in fact, Khazars, secret plan for reverse immigration to Ukraine from 2014. So, yeah, if you could get the actual news link, that would be great. Lisa from Germany, have you ever heard about that? If true, it would be groundbreaking, as it is crucial to know where most of those calling themselves Jews today really come from. No legitimate claim to the land of Palestine, but the self-chosen ones, proselytes to Babylonian Talmudism, Luciferianism, Satanism, won't ever give up on Israel. Yeah, so if you could provide that link from that article, that would be great. White on White is in Prescott, Arizona. I know people there. Beautiful mountain town with 40,000 whites and only 150 niggers. Wow. Are the 150 niggers in like one area of the town, or are they spread out? Hayes says, wow, Dennis taking it to the drug den manager. Yeah. Houston, though, turned into a real piece of shit after Katrina.
You know, right.
They brought big chunks of the Chocolate City of New Orleans over to Houston, and they're still suffering from that filth being over there.
Can I just add you just been mentioning Israel, and it's illegal to take a DNA test now in Israel.
Is it illegal? Yeah, I believe it. Yep.
For obvious reasons.
Yep. Yep. Hayes says, Duke makes a compelling case that Jews are not the Khazars, in my opinion. It seems like the whole Khazar thing, it was written by that book, the 13th Tribe, was written by Kessler, a Jew, And Duke says the reason he did it was to deflect anti-Semitism. And I don't know if there's any, I don't think from the people I know who've done the research, I don't think there's any forensic evidence, biological evidence that indicates that these Jews, were Khazarians.
Well, according to communism out the back door.
Yeah.
And they're, from what I researched, they're converted Jews.
Right. Yeah, because the Jews who act like Jews today were the same Jews who murdered Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah, the same filth. So the same organism, the same infection. And that's a problem. Yeah, so if you could get that link to that Times of Israel story, that would be great. So I guess really you've mentioned, communism by the back door a bunch of times. And I guess that is where you think folks could benefit the most in the times that we're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let me just bring that up. Communism by the back door. I passed it. There she blows. And we watched that video last time, I remember. Here, let me make this a little bigger. New World Order, Communism by the Back Door by Dennis Wise is another epic documentary which reveals compelling evidence of a diabolical global conspiracy to enslave us all and dares to reveal the identity of its Machiavellian architects. From the ruins of World War II, the victors have slowly and covertly built the framework of a one-world government, just as was tried thousands of years ago in Babylon, Rome, and other forgotten empires. This documentary will show you step by step how the United Nations, the European Union, and other institutions, including secret societies such as Freemasonry, have all played their part in pursuing their end goal, one world government, which will be communism, one world religion, which will be Luciferianism, a world capital in Jerusalem, with Israel as our masters. New World Order, Communism by the Back Door exposes a tangled web of lies and deceit and shows how the false heroes who have spun it are nothing more than traitors. The findings will shock you to the core as the plan behind the New World Order is stripped away and exposed piece by piece. Also included in the vital work of historians and patriots who have helped unravel this tangled spider's web of deceit and devilry. There has never been a documentary so devastating in its revelations, including how Britain and America are already ruled under communism, yeah, and how we are all paying tribute to Israel without even realizing it. This is the sequel to the epic and groundbreaking Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told. Be prepared for yet another life-changing experience. Britain and America paying tribute to Israel? You mean like all the money they give them?
Yeah, it's a bit like in the Roman days when the Roman emperor ruled, all these conquered nations had to pay tribute, taxes, and sent money to Rome.
Yes.
Well, as you can see, America pays a lot of money to Israel, as does the UK, not only in money but in weapons. And it's a tribute to the victors of World War II.
Yep. There you go. Now, we talked about, last time we were on, we talked about the reaction. And if anybody hasn't heard that show, you might want to go back into the archives and listen to it, because we covered a lot of stuff that we didn't cover today. But we know about the reaction from folks, because we talked about that I've heard over the years, that you've heard longer than I have. How it's changed people's lives. We just read that post from Hayes saying that. What have you heard from Communism by the Back Door?
Jogged to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean reaction?
Yeah.
Well, again, it's up on IMDb, and I've seen not as many, obviously, as The Greatest Story Never Told, but the posts on there are all positive. You know, some people were shocked and stunned. And again, I once had an argument in England with a woman on YouTube who totally dished the thought of the UK being communist. And I actually said to her, well, okay, we'll come back in about 10 years and just remember the name Dennis Wise. Told you first. And I'm pretty sure when you look around today and what Starmer's got up to and even previous governments who pretend to be right-wing like the Conservatives, they were no different to the Labour. It's all leading to a communist New World Order.
We're here, right?
And using the Muslims to break down a lot of society. You know, there's a lot of Christian churches now being burnt.
Yep.
You know, total different culture, what goes against the Christian culture, meant to destroy the Christian culture in the end.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen those photos and videos of the churches being burned. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
I mean, don't get me wrong, some people may not be religious, but to actually live in the Christian culture is a good thing. If you bring in the culture of the Muslim with Sharia law, it's a totally different world. And people who may be not thinking that much about the Christian culture today will soon realize what a good thing they are on if the other one comes in.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell, you know, you take it for granted, right? Until it's gone.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. And at least here in the United States, we have the, you know, whatever comfort is provided by the Second Amendment. You guys don't have anything. Well, they have machetes there and acid.
So, yeah.
Acid, is there acid violence and machete violence, or is it only gun violence?
No,
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's a joke.
All right.
Okay. White on White says to Lisa, those in Israel killing, plundering, and all evil Jews are doing what they do, which is step on the gas, exposing their evil, which eventually gets everyone against them, resulting in expulsion over and over. History repeats is a phrase that wouldn't exist without the Jew. Shameless says, I know a guy who did a deep dive into their DNA, and they're half Khazars and half Middle Eastern. White on White says, hard to say where these niggers live. I can't afford a house here. LOL. Yeah. Sorry about that. Lisa from Germany, what does this mean, not real Jews? Can you specify? Who are the real Jews? The point is, none of them are descendants of the biblical Israelites. White on White, yeah, I don't know.
The Canaanites and the Edomites. Not the Israelites.
Right. White on White says, have Middle East DNA is normal. We lived in that area. Our ancestors did their best to keep our bloodline pure. Where are the real Jews, Lisa from Germany? Hay says, I like communism by the back door way better than Europa, the Last Battle. The latter is twice as long and not as engaging, although I did watch all 12 hours of it. Crystal Knight is here. Hello, Crystal Knight. Hayes says, Lisa, I think the focal point is that the Jews today are the same Jews who killed Christ, and the Khazar theory intends to break that connection. That's correct. White on White says, they are not Jews, they are Canaanites, and not of Jacob Israel. The word Jew is not in our Bible. Notice the Bible always separates the places of prayer, church / synagogue, always being specific. Thomas Dwyer is here. Hello, Thomas. He said, greetings, / White on White says, when I think of the word Khazar, I think of brown tuber. Really can't get on board. Yeah. Yeah, Khazar. I think that needs to be that needs to be studied some. And yeah, Duke has spent a lot of time on that, and so has so have other folks who I'm in touch with. And I used to believe in that, and then I delved into it a little deeper, and it seems like, you know, it's something that folks need to look at a little more. All right, good. Let me refresh this, Dennis. And you've been talking so much that it's already, you know, almost 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You got to slow down there, buddy.
I'll never beat you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Next show, I'm just going to shut up and I'm going to let you go. All right. How about that?
But you're controversial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let me off the leash.
So in your area where you're at, do you notice the encroachment of Muslims or the burning of churches?
Not so much the burning of churches, but certainly the increase in Muslims. And in fact, I heard the other day that the hotels, there's a company called Serco who's behind all this. And they're offering landlords, English landlords, a phenomenal amount of rent if they will put a Muslim up in the houses, pay all the bills for the next 5 years, which leaves the ordinary English looking for a house wanting, because obviously a lot of these landlords, and certainly the majority of them, will take the money and run.
Sure, of course.
And they pay millions to these hotels, which are housing the Muslims. And on top of that, they've just come out with a law saying that if a white man is found guilty, he will get more time in prison than what an immigrant will. So it couldn't be more blatant that we're being replaced. And this, again, I go through in communism by the back door.
Way ahead of your time, my friend. But that's the problem. It, like you said, it couldn't be more blatant. But do you think the Goyim sees it?
Well, how can I explain this? It's a little bit like attacking a minority. If it doesn't affect you, then you don't really bother about it. Take, for instance, when the miners went on strike, a lot of people didn't care because they weren't a miner. So the miners suffered simply because they were being attacked by the government. People weren't really bothered because they weren't being attacked by the government. So in this case, you know, people who have nothing to do with immigrants probably don't care. It's only when eventually it affects them that'll be the time to care, but it'll be too late.
So, like, talking about, like, for example, paying, you know, the landlords a certain amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Like, that actual law, right, or whatever they call it there, like, that starts somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to start on some council, right?
Yeah.
Do they know who these people are who are doing this?
Yeah, it's a circle. It's company. I think the Foreign Office of the government has also an input into it. I can explain. They will know all the landlords in certain areas. And they're approaching these landlords to say, we will give you five times the amount of money you will normally receive, plus we will pay all your bills for the next 5 years if you can house Muslims or immigrants, illegal immigrants, instead of white people. Now, some people will call that racist, but you can't be racist against a white person.
Is there any uproar about that?
No, because not many people, or the huge majority, don't rent houses from a landlord. That's what I'm saying. If, you know, they're picking on minorities, so they get away with it. So the huge population of Britain, it doesn't affect. So they just carry on and ignore it. Same with the hotels. There might be some people aggrieved because they've had their wedding cancelled, because immigrants have taken over the hotel, but the huge population won't really care, apart from the family who had the wedding reception cancelled.
Is your Jews media talking about this?
No, well, BBC won't even mention things like that. You know, this is only because of the internet. Yeah. Well, even Starmer on the days of Easter was talking about Ramadan. Didn't mention anything Christian. So it's just a mockery.
Yeah, that guy needs to be.
He's communist.
Yeah, it's communist. Yep.
He went to Czechoslovakia to learn firsthand.
Starmer did?
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, that's come out there.
Wow. I don't know what to say. It's just, it's incredible. It's.
Well, it all goes back to World War II because Western Freemasonry, together with the communists in the West, in the East, and Eastern Freemasonry, together won World War II. And Freemasonry, no matter what anybody says, is a society behind communism and always has been.
I mean, just look at him. Isn't that enough?
Yeah. This is what we're going to put up with.
I mean, it's literally, you know, you look into somebody's eyes, right?
There's just no charisma at all.
It's emptiness. It's like...
soulless.
Yeah, soulless. Exactly. There's nothing there.
But as weak as he looks, and I have seen him punch a punchbag, and he does look ridiculously weak, he has the power behind him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It makes him dangerous.
Yes, of course. Yes, incredible. Just incredible that, you know, these people have that power. Let me just take a look here. This piece of shit. Born in 62. Let's see. In Surrey. Let's see if it says anything about labor. What's the Labor Party? Is that, they're all communists, but is that like,
yeah,
hopefully
it's
communist?
Like a central left.
Yeah. So there you go. He joined the Labor Party Young Socialists at age 16.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Wow, he marched in protest against the Iraq War. Yeah. What about now? Now he can't wait to get into Ukraine, right?
Just go back and touch him, Mr.
Yeah, yes.
Here we go. Right, direct Republican prosecutions. He's the one who decided whether the police pressed charges against any criminals. And he was the guy in charge when Jimmy Savile being investigated.
He let him off the hook.
Let him off the hook, and many more.
Wow. Yeah, there it is. Personally responsible for allowing the prosecution of Paul Chambers. You know who that is?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Yes. Yes. There it is, that empty, that's his official portrait. That empty, vacuous stare. You think he has something to hide?
Plenty.
Oh, yeah. You know it. We could spend a whole day on this piece of shit. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's just the biggest garbage gets into these positions of power.
Yeah, that's because they're not elected, they're chosen.
Exactly. Exactly. My friend, it is a few minutes before the top of the hour. You've really talked way too much, and I cannot handle this anymore.
You can't get a word in.
No, I can't. It's ridiculous. So let's go back to the chat, see if we got anything else in there. All right. All righty then. Hayes says, I hated Muslims, then learned about the JQ. I later learned folks like Hezbollah try to protect Christians and churches from Jew-sponsored radicals. Bunch of great images from Crystal Night. Can't put them up because we're out of time. And Lisa from Germany says, yeah, I like that, Thomas. Leading cause of anti-Semitism is Jewish behavior, of course. Lisa from Germany says, Crystal Knight's objective information is defamation. Take note, defamation is not free speech. Okay. All right. Well, we're going religious again. We're not going to do that. Dennis, my good friend, please have the final say. I know you probably don't want to talk anymore, but please have the final word. And if you want to say anything to the folks who donated money to you, please do. And hopefully we can do it again next week.
Well, yeah, hopefully we can. I'd love to come back on board. To the people who donated, it is much appreciated. And a big thank you. And all the people over there in America, I'm pretty sure by now you can see the communism creeping into the government. And if you do get a chance to get communism by the back door, it will explain it even more.
Thank you, my friend. And last comment from Hayes says, thank you so much, David and Dennis. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dennis, you have a wonderful weekend, my friend. And we will see you next Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Less talking.
Yeah, please.